رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله نويت سنة الاعتكاف Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. Dearest Islamic brothers, from worldly point of view, people have different stations in the dunya. Someone is a security guard. Someone is a policeman. Someone is a manager of a company, a director. Someone is a minister, somebody is a king, prime minister, president. And some are those who are unemployed and no status in the society. So there are different people and they have different stations. Similarly, humans are of two kinds. Some are Muslims and some are kafir. And then amongst kuffar there are different stages. And one amongst them is a murtad. And murtad is the worst kind of kufr. And from amongst believers, highest station is Sayyidul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then other Prophets alayhi wa sallam, then Siddiqeen, then Shuhada, and then Saliheen, Awliya Allah. And from amongst Awliya Allah, there are different stations. Ghaus is at the highest station, then Qutb, then Abdal, then Awtad, then Afrad. All these are different stations and stages of the people of spirituality. And then from amongst Muslims, there are some pious, muttaqis, and some are sinners. And the lowest category of Muslims is a bad mazhab. Bad mazhab means person who holds corrupt beliefs, but his beliefs have not reached the limit of kufr. Because if his beliefs reach the limit of kufr, then he does not fall in the category of Muslims. Then he is kafir. Anbiya alayhim salam are those people that wahi comes to them. So in any ibadat or riyazat or hard work, one cannot attain the station of nabuwat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses certain people and He bestows upon them nabuwat, but that door is also closed. After the last Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no possibility for anyone to become Nabi or Rasul. However, it is possible for someone to become Siddiq. And it is possible for someone to become a wali. But to become Siddiq and Wali is very hard. It's not easy. You have to give up desires of your nafs, and there are a lot of sacrifices, and it's a lifetime struggle. Sometimes people get motivated, they become emotional, and they become pious for a while, and then they go back. Then they start doing the wrong things as they were doing before. Then they start missing namazes. Then they start cheating people. Then they start doing all the sins that they were doing before. So it's a very long, consistent struggle. But to become shaheed is easy and difficult. Difficult in the sense that you have to give your life. And nobody wants to die. Everyone wants to live as long as they can live. Even if you go and ask a person who is 100 years of his age, cannot even walk, sick, hundreds of diseases, he's suffering with. But if you ask him, do you want to die? Zindagi bahut pyari hai. No one wants to die. So it's a difficult to die, but it is easy to become shaheed because within seconds, all your sins can be forgiven and you can attain the martaba in the station of martyrdom. Ke lamhe bhar mein insaan shaheed ban sakta hai. Shaheed is of three types. Shaheed haqiqi, shaheed fiqhi, and shaheed hukmi. Shaheed haqiqi is that person who gave his life in the path of Allah. There is no other reason. How he died, where he died, that is not the issue. He was serving the cause of Allah, and in that he died, that is real shaheed, shaheed haqiqi. And then comes the category of shaheed fiqhi. And shaheed fiqhi, the hukm of shariat is that do not give him ghusl. Do not give him kafan. He must be buried with his original clothes which he was wearing. And as far as Shaheed Hukmi is concerned, there are several people who attain the martaba of shahadat, that they will be included amongst shuhada on the day of judgment. And that is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah. And there are seven type of people. One who dies in a plague, ta'un, an epidemic, he becomes shaheed. The one who drowns in the water and dies, he is shaheed. And the one who dies in pneumonia, that sickness, he is a shaheed. And one who dies with the sickness of stomach, stomach cancer, stomach ulcer, or due to some stomach problem. If he dies, he is a shaheed. One who is burnt in the fire, he is shaheed. And a person upon whom a building fell down or a wall fell down and he died, he is also a shaheed. And a woman who is giving birth to the child and she dies in that labor, in that struggle, she is also a shaheed. So these seven shuhada are mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah, which is in Mishkat Sharif. And there are other categories of shuhada which the fuqaha ikram have mentioned, and it is mentioned in Raddul Mukhtar and also mentioned in Bahari Shariat. The one who died while traveling, he is a shaheed. One who died with the sickness of running stomach, he is a shaheed. A person who fell down from a conveyance, maybe aeroplane fell and everybody died, or he was sitting on the horse and he fell and he died, he's a shaheed. One who died in fever, he is a shaheed. One who was killed while protecting his life or his wealth or his family, he is shaheed. For example, if you are in your shop and somebody wanted to rob you and you fought back and you got killed because you fought back to protect your wealth, your property, that person becomes shaheed. A person who is in love with someone and his love reaches the highest level, which is called ishq, providing that he did not do anything against Sharia, he is just suffering inside, burning inside with that love. But he has not broke any limit of Sharia. And he died with that pain of love. He's a shaheed. A person was killed by a prey animal like lion, cheetah, leopard, any other animals who kill other animals who are made to kill, that person is a shaheed. If a person was put in the jail by the king unfairly, oppressingly, there was no fault, and he died while he's in the prison, he's a shaheed. If any harmful animal bit you and you died, you are a shaheed. For example, snake or scorpion bit you and you died with the poison, you become shaheed. A student of Ilm-e-Deen who is in the process of learning Ilm-e-Deen, if he dies at any stage, he is a shaheed. Therefore, Muslim community must stay Talibul Ilm at all the time. Stay students of Ilm-e-Deen at all the time. I always advise this to my audience wherever I get this chance. You know, you could be a doctor. You could be an engineer, a businessman, accountant, whatever. And when someone asks you, who are you? You would normally say, I'm a doctor. Or I'm a policeman. Or I'm an accountant. Don't do that. Say to the people, I am Talibul Ilm. I'm a seeker of knowledge of deen. کہ میں دین کا علم دین کا طالب ہوں میں طالب علم ہوں and regard yourself always and keep on learning and the one who works hard to look after his children his family and he teaches them اسلامی اخلاق اسلامک کریکٹر brings them up with proper اسلامک کریکٹر and he feeds them حلال رزق whenever he dies in his life He is a shaheed. اس لیے حلال رزق کمایا کرو اور اپنے بچوں کو حلال رزق کھلایا کرو. And the one who revives the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of fasad in the ummah when people are not ready to practice sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his station is much higher. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he will get the sawab of 100 shuhada. سنت کو زندہ کرنے والے کو ایک شہید کا ثواب نہیں ملے گا بلکہ 100 شہیدوں کا ثواب ملے گا. And the person who is ill and in that illness he reads 40 times لا الہ الا انت سبحانك انی کنت من الظالمین and if he died in that sickness he will be regarded as shaheed. And a person who reads every night سورہ یاسین, a person who sleeps with وضو and he died, he becomes shaheed. And a person who has a habit of reading 100 times durood and salutations and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam daily, whenever he will die as a shaheed. So durood paak hamesha padhte rehna chahiye. Ek 100 martaba jo rozana durood padhta hai, usko shahadat ki maut naseeb hogi. And a person who sincerely asks this dua that, oh Allah, give me shahadat. Give me shahadat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the station of shaheed. And a person who died on the day of Jum'ah, he is also shaheed. So there are many categories of shuhada which ulama ikram have derived and collected from different ahadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about shuhada and he says, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَاكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Those who have been slain in the path of Allah, those who have been killed in the path of Allah, do not say that they are dead. They are alive and you don't know their life. You cannot comprehend their life. And at another stage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Do not even think. In the first ayat it was said, do not say. And in this ayat it is said, ke socho bhi nahi. Do not even think. Those who have been killed in the path of Allah, that they are dead. Bal ahyaun, but they are alive in the Rabbihim by their Lord. Yurzakun, and they are sustained. They are given rizq. Rizq usko diya jata hai jo zinda hota hai. Murde ko rizq ki hajat nahi hai. Ki jisne sustain karna hai, the one who has to live, he will get the rizq. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, unko rizq diya jata hai. Wo zinda hai. See, sometimes, according to our intellect and our understanding and our comprehension, we see a person whose body parts are being cut into pieces, his neck has been separated from his body, and he is full of injuries and blood. We don't see signs of life in him. His pulse is not working. He is not breathing. Clinically, medically, he is declared dead. We have buried him in the qabr. We have read namaz-e-janaza on him. His wealth has been distributed amongst his heirs. Uski virasat taqseem ho gayi. His widow, after completing the iddat period, she has married somebody else. We see all these signs of death. Therefore, we cannot comprehend. So it is our weakness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala identifies to us our weakness, that it is your weakness that you are unable to see the life of shuhada. But I, as your Allah, I, as your Lord, I, as your Rabb, I'm telling you that do not even say that they are dead and do not even think that they are dead. وہ زندہ ہے. تو اس میں اپنی کمزوری مان لو, ان کے بارے میں یہ مت سوچو کہ وہ مر گئے. یہی کہو کہ ہماری سمجھ میں نہیں آتا, اور جو ہمارے رب نے فرمایا وہی سچ ہے. آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.